Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is excerpts of a rather verbose letter from George Sherman to a friend in Elgin, Illinois, describing the first impressions and adventures of the Lake Chelan Valley in September 1890. He wrote the letter in 1892. To Friend Hart, no, I will not attempt an apology for not writing before, as I should have done, for if I did, my letter would contain little else. That I am a poor correspondent need not be stated, as my long silence must have before this convinced you of the fact. The truth is, William, I have degenerated into a condition but one degree removed from that of a lizard basking in the summer sun, and the sin of my neglect must be raked from the ashes of my laziness. About the 1st of September, I joined a party of four miners and made a trip to the Cascade Mountains. The Chelan Townsite Company had invested in a steamboat of medium size. The construction of it from keel to pilot house was a brungle, a Jim Crow affair, with an engine inadequate for the size of the boat and a boiler of a capacity too small for the engine. Facts we did not recognize at the time, but which became painfully obvious ere we reached our destination. The engineer, a pretentious fellow, knew but very little about machinery, while the fireman, a pumpkin roller and cow puncher, knew less concerning his duties. As the steamer was not large enough to accommodate all our horse and baggage as well, we were compelled to make use of an old scow, much in need of repair. But by 9 o'clock, we steamed away from the dock. One peculiarity of the lake is a storm that comes up most every afternoon about 3 p.m. and lasts until midnight. The day was all that could be desired for the first half of the trip. Shortly after 3 o'clock, the pilot sang out, "There she comes!" And jumping to our feet, we could plainly discern far up the lake the rolling whitecaps, the harbinger of the coming storm. We had found out long before that the engine was not what it should have been. But it occurred to us after an hour or so that a certain tree and a huge rock on the shore had been keeping us company for some time. And at the suggestion of the colonel, I sighted along the end of the cabin and soon found that we were not gaining a foot. And if the storm increased, we were at its mercy. The colonel insisted that the boat should be put about, and I will tell you the rest next time. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.